Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Vermeer Corporation has been honored for its relationship with dealers. What was the recognition and why does it matter? Let's go in-depth with Nathan Gass with the Vermeer Corporation. Well, Nathan, I understand that there was some recognition that came to Vermeer recently. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, the recognition that we received was from the North American Equipment Dealers Association, or NIEDA. And we actually received NIEDA's Dealer Choice Award for the third year in a row.
Okay, Dealer's Choice. Does that mean that they went around and asked a bunch of dealers who was the best supplier, manufacturer, equipment company that they worked with?
That's right, Bob. They actually asked roughly 6,000 dealers around the country, and they all voted on their top suppliers.
Suppliers, okay. 6,000 dealers, and that is that just of what, agricultural equipment, I presume?
Correct. So here at Vermeer, in the forage business, we sell through agriculture dealers around the countryside, where our industrial side sells through pure industrial dealers. So this is just the ag side of the business.
Okay, and so these are some big companies. I'm not going to name them all, but these are big agricultural dealers, and everybody's minds are coming up with who they're thinking about.
Correct.
And Vermeer came out number one.
Correct. That is correct. And we have roughly 460 dealers that sell our ag products around the countryside. And so we are very excited that our dealers voted us so high and put us as the top manufacturer of short lines. So.
And short lines, what's that?
Non-tractor brands.
Okay.
So of the equipment companies that produce equipment, it's for everyone that doesn't make a tractor.
All right, that's a lot of companies. So I'm guessing hundreds of companies maybe? A lot of companies do this?
Yes, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of competitors of short line equipment that offer products to dealers, for dealers to sell to our customers.
Okay, and it's not just 1 year. You say 3 years?
Yes, our team has won this award 3 years in a row, so we're very excited about the acknowledgement.
What kinds of equipment are we talking about?
For our products, it's for our balers, mowers, and rakes that our dealers sell. But in reference to the 6,000 dealers that voted on the best manufacturers, it could be of all products, from tractors to any row crop equipment to hay and forage equipment to even some of the different smaller lawn and garden type equipment.
Okay, and you've got a graph here that we're looking at. It's a pretty graph, lots of different colors and overall satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, I don't know, can you explain this a little bit to me?
Yeah, so this graph we're looking at is the overall satisfaction from the 6,000 dealers that voted on everyone. And so there's different categories. The first category are the tractor brands, and then we have the short liner brands, which Vermeer is part of, and then we have the lawn and garden type brands, and then we have the full line brands, which would be the large agricultural full lines that most folks are aware of. What's most interesting, Bob, is of all the four different categories, Vermeer is actually the highest of all four categories.
You got the highest score of all those.
Correct.
Well, very interesting. Now, this is actually knowing a lot of these brands. This is interesting to look at. Some people have some work to do, don't they?
Yeah, you know, we are very blessed on having a great dealership channel, and we work really hard to support them. And obviously, day in and day out, they're supporting our customers that run Vermeer equipment every day.
You're at the top of the game. What does that mean? You just sit back and relax now? And 3 years in a row, it's time for a vacation, isn't it?
You know, our team is very customer-focused and very dealer-focused. And so it's part of our DNA. And knowing our team well, we'll continue to keep pushing hard to support our dealerships day in and day out.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nathan Gass with the Vermeer Corporation about their recent award. Well, what does it take to be a good supplier?
Well, it takes a strong focus on the needs of our dealerships. So if our dealerships have needs, from technical support to sales support to any training to making sure we get them the right products at the right time when they order, that we stay really focused to their needs and try to exceed their expectations.
And so how do you do that? How does the communication take place? What's the process?
Yeah, well, we have lots of different folks here in the Vermeer Forge business that communicate with our dealers on a routine basis. But we have a strong sales organization that's out actually in the sales channel, seeing our dealers on almost a weekly or monthly basis. Two different folks on our service organization here in Pella that actually interact with the dealers whenever they have a question or when needed. We actually send folks from Pella out to the dealerships to help them when they have a challenge.
And so your response has to be immediate. I presume a dealer gets on the phone and mm-hmm. you better have the problem solved.
Yeah, we try to solve problems as fast as we can. And so what's exciting is we have a great set of team members that have lots of experience. And so with that experience, it allows us to typically answer questions fairly quickly.
And so that means that you have to have not only a good staff, but a staff that you don't overwork, burn out. They have to be knowledgeable. They have to be dedicated, but it has to be staffed up. I mean, you have to be full of staff, mm-hmm. right? You just can't be cutting corners and cutting staff to provide that level of service.
Correct. Yeah, our goal is to make sure that we have adequate staff when appropriate. And specifically, Bob, when we go into season, so many of our customers are starting what we call the hay season, and that happens for 3 or 4 months during the year. So we have a strong peak of activity from our dealerships asking a lot of questions and needing a lot of support. And so here at Vermeer and Pella, you know, our team is really gearing up for the season to start. And when the season starts, it's really busy for a few months.
And so you bring a new person on. You say, all right, we're going into hay season. Here's some of the stuff to expect, and here's what we need to be ready for and how mm-hmm. we're going to respond. Do you plan like that?
Yeah, we do. We try to do the best to train our organization and our team members as much as possible. So when those calls come in, we're ready to answer and support our dealerships whenever the question comes in.
Okay, and internally, how does let's say that I'm a new guy and I get a call and I don't know what to do. And I say, do I put the person on hold or let me get right back to you? I mean, how does that work? What's the backup?
So in terms of if we have new team members,
yeah,
we try to balance them with more experienced team members and try to always have someone there to help them when there's a question that comes in from our dealers that we can't answer.
Do you ever get new questions, new things that you have to address, or is it all pretty boilerplate now?
Yeah, you know, we always see a new question come in almost daily, I would imagine, just with all the different applications our customers are using our equipment in. So there might be 12 or 15 different hay and forage type applications out in the marketplace around the country. And so, you know, occasionally we hear of new applications our customers are trying to use our equipment with. And with that, that might create new questions the dealers have for us.
And so how about internal communication? Let's say I get a phone call mm-hmm. and it's something new and, you know, I figure it out. Then would I spread it throughout the rest of the organization? Hey, you guys, gals might be getting this. Do you ever do that?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we have consistent communications both to the overall channel of dealers for Vermeer as well as in different regions. If something pops up that's different than we haven't seen before, then we share that news to our dealers and to our sales organization that actually is out supporting the dealers face-to-face on a weekly basis.
All right. So your dealer, you might learn something in, let's say Wyoming, mm-hmm. and then it pops up in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and you've already fed this to the dealer, and so when the person comes to the dealer and says, I've got this problem, you've already fed them the solution. The dealer already knows that.
Yeah, in many ways, yes. We'll definitely, you know, share the news or the learnings with our dealers or our sales team, depending on the type of information we're learning. If it's an opportunity or challenge, then we'll help our team be ready to go when that challenge comes up. So hopefully they can tackle it or take advantage of the opportunity as they are presented.
And then the dealer or the salesperson looks really prepared and is already prepared and ready to go and with the response, and that makes them look pretty good to the customer.
Well, that's our goal. At the end of the day, we want to take care of our customers' needs. And so the best that we can prepare ourselves here at Vermeer and our dealerships on, you know, taking care of our customers' problems and needs, if we can continue to do that, hopefully those customers will support us with buying Vermeer equipment.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nathan Guess with the Vermeer Corporation about their recent award. Well, it takes a special person to be on that team, I guess, with communication skills. It's like if you have somebody that wants to sort of hog all the information, the esoteric kind of new kind of thing to you know, come across as the big important person, that's not what you need. You want somebody that's willing to share.
Yeah,
right.
We've got a team built of great folks that are very open and sharing and very customer focused. So yeah, we're very blessed to have a very strong team here at Vermeer and great dealers to also support our customers' needs.
Well, in that way, you're really backing up the salespeople, because the salespeople, I mean, they've made promises, and if they, you know, if those promises aren't kept, then I mean, that could be millions and millions of dollars of sales lost to somebody that might not have as good of product.
Yeah, we're very focused on taking care of each customer one by one. And we think if we can take care of every customer and with our strong relationships with our dealers, the rest of everything takes care of itself.
You could be letting down the sales team. And that wouldn't be good.
Correct. Yeah, that's not our goal. So our sales, our entire organization here in Pella interacts with our sales team on almost a daily basis. So whenever anything's coming up from an opportunity or challenge standpoint, we're all working together to make sure the sales team is aligned with any information or knowledge that we're learning as we go out to support our dealers.
And so do the sales team feedback into if they hear something?
Yep. So the sales team does. So they provide routine communication back to Pella as well on opportunities or challenges that might come up. And then the team here in Pella supports them and our dealers with any additional information that we learn to help address those opportunities or challenges.
What's the process of exchanging information? Are there meetings or mass emails? Do you have a website that only you all can look at? How does that work?
You know, it's a great question. Multifaceted. So we have the telephone, something comes up, the phone's picked up, and the sales organization's calling into Pella to weekly reports that the sales organization is publishing through our CRM database, which is our customer relationship management tool, to even just meetings with the broader groups to attack specific challenges or opportunities.
And speaking of challenges and opportunities, then let's say that something comes up that might be a good idea for, I don't even, you know, I guess I'm going to say research and development to come up with maybe a new product or a new twist on something. Does that ever happen to come up through the dealers, through your staff, through sales?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we get the majority of our ideas from the market. So, you know, we go out and watch our customers and see what works for them and what challenges we have. And we take that, what we call the voice of the customer, back into our product management planning as we start thinking about future products that our engineering teams will work on.
And I bet the engineering team loves to hear those things.
They do. They do. We have an engineering team that loves to get out into the market and see our customers and be out there and working in the fields to understand exactly what problems customers have. So our engineering team really enjoys that interaction as well.
To get this good, to get this kind of satisfaction, to get this award 3 years in a row, you have to be looking at what you can do better.
Correct.
Is there anything that you've learned from this survey that you all are going to focus on to raise the bar even higher?
Yeah, there's always a few things that we're working on, and there's always things to do better on. And so we're working on those as a group and trying to close any gaps or improve any situations as we move forward.
All right, so you've got a list of them, and maybe the industry thinks you're doing great, but you know that you can do better.
Correct, yes. Yeah, the team is very, very passionate and committed to taking care of our dealers and our customers. And so, yes, we have a few of those items that we want to continue to improve upon. And as you mentioned, they're important to us, even if maybe they're not maybe even if we didn't score even low on them, we're still continuing to push forward on what helps us support our dealers and our customers.
What role does being in the community of Pella and broader Marion County and beyond, what role do you think that this specific community plays in making Vermeer what it is?
Yeah, well, we have a great, great set of team members that come from this area that support our customers and dealers day in and day out. And it's really, there's a lot of passion and pride that goes into taking care of our customers. And so that's kind of part of our legacy in my mind of what we do at Vermeer to help our customers and dealers continue to grow and thrive.
Thanks to Nathan Guest for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.